Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Mindful Minute, a thought-provoking podcast for Indian small and medium businesses. As always, I'm your host, Tanay Sarpotdar, and I'm here to challenge the idea of marketing, which is not a mere expense, it's an investment. And we're also going to explore fresh perspectives from business leaders, marketers, in the episodes to follow. So join me, rather join us, for insightful discussions that will shift your view and spark creative marketing strategies. And all of this within a convenient 45 to 60 minute window, probably even less. So get ready to add marketing, or rather mindful marketing, to your list of new skills. Yes, we are talking about mindful marketing change. This is a three-step or a three-stage blueprint that we are discussing, that is made specifically for Indian small and medium businesses. We started along the ride by stating that change requires awakening the need. And also, when we say need, it has to be on the lines of urgency, on the lines of alliance, and a vision that is meant for change. Every successful change begins with the awakening, which is why we started with that. Then we moved on to the next state, which was, once you have the first three parameters corrected, then you move from vision to motion. You want to ensure that this change is communicated, this change is empowered, and we celebrate the wins early, because a vision on paper means nothing if it doesn't move people, right? And last but not the least, we're talking about rooting change and scaling up stronger, which means we're talking about consolidation, a big concept probably institutionalization, and doing a holistic review. Because change is not a campaign, it's a culture. And we want to discuss, or we want to make sure that SMBs kind of consolidate improvements, prevent their old habits from resurfacing. Not just old habits as in the entire culture, but it could be with regards to a specific campaign, a specific ask. And they embed this change into their DNA. That's on the last episode that we're trying to discuss on this change management or change vision as such. Like I said, change is not a campaign, it's a culture, right? So let's take a step back and revisit all the discussions that we've been having. Can you put it down into a blueprint that can leave everybody with a clear and actionable, you know, insights, or make it like a blueprint? Can you do that? If you do that, then it'll be easier to make sure that this change can be imbibed. On that note, the hardest part, what I think about change, isn't starting. It's staying the course. You can take n number of examples, be it fitness, be it your resolutions, anything on your personal end, on your professional end. A change, starting a change is not very difficult, but it's staying the course that is difficult. And I've seen Indian SMBs, you know, spark urgency, build coalitions, craft visions, and even start living that vision. You know, they do all of this, but how do they, or rather, do they do it consistently? Because that's the real challenge. How do you make sure that all of this progress doesn't fade back? So that's what we are discussing. We want to make sure change ends up becoming, you know, something that is like a habit. It doesn't end up with a campaign launch or a new hire. And it definitely shouldn't end when a new behavior enters. It should become like a habit. By default, it should be embedded. So that's what we are discussing. We'll also try to connect all the eight things that we've been discussing along this change journey. On that note, let's start. Let's start with the first one that I said today, which was consolidating. And consolidating meaning consolidating the improvements, because after early wins, complacency often creeps in. Teams definitely do celebrate, but then they slip back. And consolidation is about making or taking those small wins, building on them. Because layering progress on and on, on and on, helps you gain the change in depth. Remember, there is definitely a trap which you need to be aware of, because many a times we treat wins as finish lines. They're not finish lines necessarily. They should be treated as milestones. A spike in leads or the first digital campaign success shouldn't become an excuse to stop evolving, right? Because consolidation, when an organization reverts, is like a crash diet without a lifestyle change. A crash diet will help you get it for a short term, but when it backfires, it becomes even worse. So it has to be a lifestyle change that be imbibed. Imagine a company, instead of scaling the strategy, instead of scaling the strategy after the first successful inbound campaign or an SEO campaign or anything new that you might want to have invested into, probably a social campaign, or be the new things, which is AEO, GEO, the leadership got distracted by a trade show or started shifting resources. What will happen? The momentum will be lost, and inbound will never grow into a sustainable channel. So let's try and expand the scope of consolidation. Let's set second stage goals as well and keep the pressure on. We need to use data to remind our teams that momentum is fragile. We need to look at trend lines. We need to look at, data. But that data has to be critical, and it has to be driven bottom up. It cannot be top down always. The person implementing the change needs to be aware about this trend line, needs to own this trend line, and needs to bring it out. The person sitting on top needs to evaluate this and help the person implementing grow. It should not be an evaluation parameter to define whether the person has or does not have an ability. It is something that helps you grow as a team. Everybody wants to succeed, right? Nobody wants to lose. So let's make sure that when you're consolidating or when you're setting up second stage or third stage goals, they should define the next horizon. They should not define whether this person is right or wrong. So here's a reflection moment. So when your team hits a win, do you celebrate and move forward, or do you celebrate and move on? It's a very small change in the words, but it makes the difference. Do you move forward or do you move on? Tell me about it in the comments or reach out anywhere you love. The next one is institutionalizing this approach, because change that lives only in PowerPoint decks or campaigns disappear when people change. You don't want a person-dependent environment. You want a process-driven environment. But there will be places where you need a person. But insist on a process-driven environment. And for SMBs where turnover and multitasking are common, if you don't institutionalize and ensure knowledge and behavior, you will not survive the transition. So how does it look like in practice? There are three things that definitely have to be imbibed. One is making a policy. Everything that you want to recommend as a change, how does it look as a policy? How can it become a process? Can lead scoring, campaign retrospectives become a standard practice? Think about that. And last but not least, culture. Teams talk about culture in the language of the new vision. They don't talk about it like an old habit. It has to be imbibed in the culture. If you imbibe a customer impact as a metric in every marketing and sales KPI, over time, this customer impact will go on from becoming a buzzword to a cultural anchor. It will show up in pitches, it will show up in hiring interviews, and even team celebrations. That is what you want. That's what you want as an institutionalized change. So how do you hardwire it? How do you hardwire it to everybody? try hardwiring it into your KPIs. Look if this change can be hardwired into my OKR, into the measurable goals. Can it be documented as a form of a playbook? Let it live with everybody, not just in one person's head. And try to onboard it through a culture, because baking the vision into how new employees are introduced, that makes the difference. You don't want it every time to be referred. It has to be imbibed in the culture. So if your head of marketing resigns tomorrow, would the vision and new approach continue or collapse? What do you think? If that's the case, it's not imbibed. It's not institutionalized. So that's about this entire stuff. Let's bring this trilogy, the one that we discussed today, and all the others into a full circle. We need to recognize the need for change. We need to form alliances across leadership and influencers. If you want to guide or build a coalition, that's the only way to affect a change. And define a clear and compelling future, because the vision, defining why, is more important than how and what. And try to communicate it, repeat, reinforce, personalize it, empower by removing barriers, decentralize it, celebrate it. Celebrate early success, but definitely have second milestone, third level milestones, and build momentum along with it, and expand the scope every time. Last but not the least, anchor every new approach in the culture and systems. For an SMB, what I think, all of this can be built into a roadmap, as in, how do I use it? How do I see it? Let's say, can you map the current marketing initiatives against these 8 steps? Where do you think you are strong? Where do you think you are fragile? And don't just treat it as a checklist. Treat it as a cycle. Every time you want to institutionalize a change or impact, or you want to discuss about a change, put this cycle into test. Share this framework with everybody, not just your peers, your team, your leadership, everybody. And if possible, do share with me as well. Where do you see your SMB today on this 8-step curve? Are you moving forward or circling back to your old ways? That's what I would love to hear from you. Because I believe change is not a one-time project. It's a practice. I've been trying to implement it. I've been trying to learn on it. Every time I have a discussion with anybody, every time I'm trying to consult or work with anybody, it's all about change. We began this series with urgency, the spark that moves us or forces us to move. We then moved into coalitions, craft visions, communicate, empower, celebrate. Today we probably saw consolidation, institutionalization, that keeps this fire alive. But for marketing, for SMBs rather, marketing is not just about tactics. It's about resilience. And in markets where attention is scarce and competition is borderless, the real differentiator is not who shouts the loudest, but who is trying to adapt the fastest. That's what I think. Try and leverage all these frameworks. Try to memorize as a rhythm, so that it comes into practice. And you have to agree that it cannot happen immediately, but it needs to happen every day. Small changes every day. Look at how you're trying to lead, how you're trying to communicate, how you're trying to sustain. That's it, what I wanted to share. May your urgency be clear, your coalition stronger, your vision inspiring, your actions empowered. And definitely your wins celebrated, your improvements consolidated, and your culture unshakably changed. That's it on this episode, this series of 3 steps, or this 3-step roadmap for change. That's it on Mindful Minutes. That's it from Tanay Sarpoddar. See you in the next episode of Mindful Minutes. Bye-bye. Take care.